to the Kevin Show. I'm your host, Kevin Lang, and today we're doing Match the GPA to the Person. We have five people here, all having different GPAs, and our job is to figure out which GPA belongs to who. I've assembled what I think is probably the greatest panel to ever touch this planet Earth.
I agree.
Denny Love, Herman Rice, Aaron Branch, and our special guest back in the building.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Real Bay Area legend.
Yes, Lord.
First of all, should we give out our high school GPAs?
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, my GPA Ooh. Was terrible. I think I was like a 2.0.
2.0?
Oh, that's good. You passed.
Because I knew very early in my high school career that I'm not going to use any of this. I'm going to use this as a time to have fun.
Facts.
And I ended up going to a very prestigious Ivy League school. So.
Which one?
DePaul University.
Yeah. Well, let's go down the line. What was your GPA?
2.9.
Hey.
That's good.
Okay.
And her went D1.
Yep.
And you went D1 in basketball. Mm-hmm. There you go.
You had
Ivy League as well?
We had no choice. Yeah, but I went to school every Saturday, so that's why it's so high.
Did you go to Ivy League? Or
no, private school, though.
Lewis, GPA?
Ooh. Do y'all really want to know the answer?
I never passed consistently.
Make it rhyme with something?
Did you graduate?
Yes. I graduated early.
I can't wait to graduate.
I
graduated
right
early,
now.
Pete.
Either like a 1.7 or 1.8.
Golly.
I graduated last in my high school class.
You look smart. What was your grade, Kevin?
Right.
All in my personal business.
His whole life.
Mine was a 3.85 or something.
Damn.
He African, though. African parents don't play about education.
Yeah, facts. That's true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Speaking of GPAs, let's go through the first one. 3.3.
That's pretty great.
Ooh, okay.
That's pretty good.
Our non-American viewers who are probably confused as f*** right now. The GPA is a great point average in America. It's based out of 4 being the highest. But if you excel, you can go above 4. 4 is essentially straight A's. If you got straight B's, you probably have a 3.0. Straight C's, 2.0. D's, 1.0. If you fail, you're just failing.
Yeah.
So if you had like 2 B's, 2 A's, you'd like a 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got a 2.6.
Ooh.
Not,
so you in the CB range.
Yeah, CB range. Then we got a 3.8.
That's very good.
Hey, oh,
that's
there
really
with me.
Good. That's really good.
Whoa.
See this? 4.4.
That's like extra credit.
Yeah, extra credit.
Above and beyond.
Above and beyond. You should play sports and stay out of
I think if you're
classes.
In the honors program, it goes past 4.0.
Yeah.
It's like the grading system.
That or if you good have job. Like extra credit, you already have an A.
Yeah.
And then lastly, 1.7.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my range.
He smiled.
Yep.
He won us.
The way y'all got so excited for the lowest one.
Yeah.
And y'all all stood up like, oh, okay, I can do this one.
Yeah. Because all the kids
it
out
take
there,
one to know
that
one.
Don't necessarily mean you're not going to be successful.
Me and Denny graduated with 1 point somethings, and we are both doing very, very well for ourselves.
Very well.
I don't know what your idea of well is, but I'm happy for both of y'all. First round, as always, we're going off looks. Let's start with the 1.7. Well, number 5 was talking a lot.
Yeah, that's Jahar for sure.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
He had a lot to say. He's obviously seen the show before.
And I'm going to say that's not necessarily because he is unintelligent. He might just be a class clown.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Before we started, he was talking a lot, and he's giving class clown energy for sure.
Badass kid.
Huh?
Badass kid right here.
Badass kid right there.
She a badass
she
kid.
She a 4.4. She a snitcher.
She throw the, she throw the rock and high her hand. She one of them type.
My sister, my sis might be African. So I'm going to throw her to 4.4.
For sure.
She said, I surely am.
Yo, you know I'm African. You can't
well,
tell.
Well, you could have been Dominican.
You can't tell I'm African.
I can tell.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm going to give 4.4 to sis.
Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know y'all. They
what part of Africa are you from?
I'm Nigerian and Gambian.
I think that number 4 is through the 3.8 and the 2.6 is number 6.
Yeah, I think 4 is high.
Yeah, me too.
I think so too.
I think she high.
Yeah.
Because she cooperating very
yeah,
well.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got some sense.
I don't think she's high.
I think so.
I don't agree, bro. She's an artist. You could tell she's very artistic. Most artists do not do
not
well
3.
In school.
You right.
Yeah.
That was
most
a good
artists
point.
Do not okay. do well in school.
You can be creative and smart.
No, you can, but
true.
But we got to measure.
We talking
up,
school
yeah.
smart, though.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
We smart,
okay,
but we
okay.
ain't school smart.
Right.
You with us.
And I don't like that she trying to convince us she's
right.
smart.
No, you got the 3.3?
Yeah, she not with us. She nodded her head.
Crazy. All right, let's do this. We have our off looks ranking. Let's ask them the questions, get into the intro. Starting with you, number 1. What's your name? Where are you from? And what part of high school do you think was the biggest waste of time?
Oh, that's good. I'm Amasa.
Where you from, Amasa?
I'm from Maryland.
Okay.
Hey. Come on, DMV.
Where are you really from?
I'm Nigerian. I'm okay. Gambian. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. First generation.
Easy. Okay. First gen two, you're definitely 4.2.
From Maryland by way of Nigeria. And what do you think was the biggest waste of time in high school?
Let me think of this for a second.
Oh, she's a good student. Yeah, she got to think.
Right. What's the worst?
She might be a little slow.
Running around the track.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
Running around the track. You African. Oh,
I had asthma back then.
Back then, you don't got it no more?
I don't got it no more. I grew out of it.
Oh, all right, so check this out. She said
the most African
she
thing.
She said that's the worst thing about school is being an athlete. What does it sound like she was in there doing?
Studying.
Nice.
Good yeah. Catch.
Number two, what is your name? Where are you from? And what do you think is the biggest waste of time in high school?
My name is Joseph. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, D-town.
Detroit?
The biggest waste in high school for me was going.
So I played sports, so I was in school like I had to be, but...
What sports did you play?
Football, track, and baseball.
Were you trying to go play in college?
Yeah.
I went to college. Might be 2.6, because you got to...
Oh, you got to
touch me. If he's playing sports and he wants to go play in college, he probably care a little bit about his grades.
No.
But he's skipping class.
Did you play in college? Yeah, I got a scholarship.
Okay, so then it
because
could be 2.6.
Because most athletes I know... had terrible grades, but teachers would just pass them.
No, he don't look that damn good.
No, I'm
I played D1. I can break this down. What sport did you play in college?
Football. I got a scholarship for
football. Football? Were you a walk on or were you offered a scholarship before you got there?
Before.
What division?
One.
Oh.
You need at least a 2.0 to play D1.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's either 2.6 or 3.3.
Yep.
That's the way I see it.
What position you play?
Safety.
Well, I played free safety too. Look at you.
Okay, what you play, sizing them up, kid?
You play free safety or you watched everybody else play free safety?
I'm not. Yeah, go ahead, listen. I don't need to prove nothing to y'all. And you said, you said going was the biggest waste of time?
Yeah, like I said, I grew up in a household that, you know, my dad was real strict and taught me as a kid. So by the time I got to high school, I pretty much knew what they were talking about and I didn't.
What race are you, bro?
What race?
Yeah.
My dad's black, my mom's white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you look like a Drake, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Drake.
Was your dad like more of a...
My dad played basketball.
Pushed you, yeah.
But my dad is very strict, so...
But I feel like with strict parents, he probably had good grades too. Number three, what is your name, where are you from, and what would you say was the biggest waste of time in high school? Oh, number four.
My name is Lee. I'm from Virginia. Yes, Lee.
Okay.
I'm from Virginia, a really small town in Virginia.
What's it called?
Culpeper.
Oh, okay.
You know about that, kid?
No. Anybody heard of that?
Nope. It's that small.
The biggest waste for me was I kind of did focus on school, and I wish I would have, like, lived it up. Because now I'm trying to catch up, and I got to work, and I got to do life. So.
Exactly. And are you in the arts at all?
Oh, yes, I am. I do modeling.
Go ahead.
I make a lot of things. Like, I make cursed plushies and just, like, weird little stuff. So, yeah, you guys definitely observed the right thing about me. But I'm still smart. I mean, I can do both.
Okay.
Guys, I swear I'm fun.
She got a 3.8. More of the story.
100%.
I don't know.
Wait, Omasin.
I don't know.
And Joseph, did you guys go to college?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know you did.
I did
too?
And I'm still back in that.
Oh, yeah, she got 4.4.
Yeah, okay.
Back
to school, you know what I'm saying?
What are you getting now?
I'm trying to become an x-ray technician.
That's the most African job I ever heard of.
Mm. And you need a master's to get that, to do that?
You need a certificate.
Number five, what is your name, where are you from, and what would you say was the biggest waste of time in high school?
Justin, Los Angeles, and most boring thing about high school was probably just doing the homework.
The homework?
That was just like a waste of time.
Really?
I agree with that. Homework is stupid.
Did you do the homework?
I did. Thank you.
He be talking to y'all.
I got a 1.7. I got a 5 for myself.
How old are you? F***ing lead in.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah, 21. See?
You can tell you
21. They are the 21-year-olds always
Gen
sassy.
Z? Bro, Gen Z?
A different generation.
Yeah, bro. Gen Z. Every time we have a Gen Z person here, they got no respect for nobody.
Justin, did you go to college?
Yes, I did.
What did you go to college for?
College, I started out originally pre-med, and then I decided that it was boring.
Pre-med?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's smart.
You can't graduate with a 1.7, so it's not him.
He might really be hella smart, got good grades, because he's bothered.
and he got the 1.7. Yes. And that would bother a good grade kid. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't give a if I had a 1.7. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He was bothered before we even gave him a grade.
Yes. But then he got even more bothered because he feels like he's smarter than us.
Yeah. He's better than us.
I ain't saying all that.
That was the energy.
I just wasn't raised that way. So I saw the 1.7. I was like, that's not me.
Yep. He just told on himself.
Where are your parents from?
My mom's from Mexico, Chihuahua, and then my dad's from Spain.
I just met somebody from Chihuahua.
Aaron looked like a Chihuahua.
I said that when he told me he was from Chihuahua. He looked like a Chihuahua.
Aaron, dude, like
Aaron. Stop letting this go down like this, man.
Lewis is shaped like a wiener dog.
There you go.
Oh my God.
There you go.
He got the eyes.
Hey, that's the first one.
How did Lewis get involved?
Hey, we got more over here. Hey, like put your votes in the comments right now. You got left side of the table, or right side of the table.
Planet, baby.
We're going
like organic like the planet.
Is corn biscuit away from me?
Corn biscuit? That's what we go to.
Those are guys looking at. How are you? I'm just a referee.
See how he trying to get up out of
there? No. But
always biting his nose in the shit. Tell him to get back out of this.
Number six, what is your name and where are you from and what is the biggest waste of time when it comes to high school?
My name is Ari. I'm from here, from the Valley.
Ari?
Yeah. And the biggest waste of time for me was like having to sit in class after finishing assignments, especially with teachers. I had a lot of teachers who wouldn't let you like study material from other classes, or they wouldn't let you talk to friends.
You know why I know she's smart? Because that's such a dumbass thing to complain about.
Your issue is that you had too much time?
Yeah, dude.
No.
Like,
hold on.
What?
Hold on.
I'm
speaking from experience. You could do your shit hella fast. And
you had a 1.8.
Yeah, I had a lot of, in AP classes, a lot of teachers.
She just gave it to
she
us.
She said AP. The word I bro. Needed to hear.
She's I've AP. Never heard y'all, someone y'all complain about having AP. Too much free time.
Wait, hold on. Why do we think she a 4.4? Because she African. We got to start logically thinking that.
Because
she shit ain't making sense.
Or Lee. She was studying.
Or Lee. Lee could be a 1.7.
No.
But number remember six, what she said Ari's... she was studying to go do?
But that don't mean you get good grades.
No, you need good grades, Lewis. You never went to college.
You're right. Let me shut up.
You went from high school to MTV, my guy.
You're right.
You had a different type of education.
Why is Lewis in this video?
Let me be quiet.
Because I need some dumb people with me.
You're right.
Let's do this. Let's move on to the questions round, ask them some questions. Before we do that, before y'all say anything else, do we want to switch them, move them around? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to switch something.
Are you 100% on the 2.0?
Not only that, I think he's actually a 3-point something.
Who?
Yeah, same.
Who?
No, I agree.
Yes,
I agree.
He grew up in a strict household. He had this feeling of like, my parents taught me everything I needed to know. He probably went to school, didn't need to try that hard, still got a 3.3 or something, right, got his scholarship, dipped out.
You right. saying that because he got on Chelsea boots?
I just think y'all are
H&M do make you look smart.
In fact, he's the only
because I got them H&M boots and it looked like I had 3.0 when I put them on.
100%.
Sure.
I always put them on when I need to feel sophisticated.
You see it.
Y'all, he's the only person who said I did not like going to school.
Who said that?
But
who?
That doesn't Joseph. Mean he had bad grades. Let's go right side of the table for this first round. Y'all re-rank together. Then after the questions, left side will re-rank.
Right. I like it. I like it. I think we could move our boy Justin up a little higher. Maybe we could get him the happy. Yes. We can get him the 3.8.
He said hell yeah.
Can you switch with her for me?
Justin think he going home with that score.
Yeah. Give her that.
All right.
I'm going to go with 6 at the 1.7. Number 6.
I'm not mad at that. But she was AP, bro.
Exactly.
10 seconds.
I don't know what AP mean. I'm just going off energy.
Good luck, guys.
Well, hello there. Welcome to a brand new segment. Kevin's paying the bills corner. Now, I didn't want to just read these ads and make him kind of like bland. So I created Kevin Spang the Bills Corner, where every time we have a sponsor, I'm going to be in the corner somewhere paying the bills. I might have a guest with me. Zane was supposed to be my guest today, but he's sick. He should probably use today's sponsor. ZocDoc. Wait, that actually worked. Being an adult, it's pretty cool. It's got high points, like eating whatever you want for dinner. Me personally, I have a Ben and Jerry's every night. But being an adult also has
some annoying things.
Bills? I'm talking having to decide what to eat for dinner, having to decide what to wear. I miss my mom picking out my clothes. I'm gonna be real with y'all. One of the hardest things is making doctor's appointment and finding a good doctor. Thankfully, there is ZocDoc. But thankfully, there is ZocDoc, the healthcare app that makes adulting a lot easier. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors. Choose the right one for your needs and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about in-network appointments with more than 100,000 providers across every specialty. From mental health to dental health, eye care to skin care. Okay, that was... eye care to skin care and much more. Plus, ZocDoc appointments happen fast. Typically within 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same day appointments. Funny enough, when I saw ZocDoc, my fiance was with me. She told me that she's been using ZocDoc for a while. So now I guess I'm the only person who didn't know about ZocDoc, but I'll definitely start using it now. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Lang. Find and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Lang, LANGUE, ZocDoc.com/Lang. Thank you, ZocDoc, for sponsoring today's episode, and thank you for stopping by Kevin's Paying the Bills Corner. I'll see you next time.
The next round is a questions round. I'm going to ask you guys some questions before we move on to the activity round, okay? All right, starting with you, number one. Does your high school GPA reflect how successful you are today?
No.
Oh.
Number three, does your high school GPA reflect how successful you are today?
No.
But it also could mean, you know, they're unsuccessful today and they were successful back then.
Well, he didn't go to the NFL.
Yeah, that... Man.
Damn, bro, you really brought that up, son.
Justin, does your high school GPA reflect how successful you are today?
Successful in what way?
Like, if your high school GPA was high, would you say that, like, whatever you're doing now in your life is representing of that, like... Maybe you had a high GPA, now you're a doctor and you're a great doctor. Or you had a bad GPA, but now you are a great doctor, so it doesn't reflect it.
Academically wise, no.
I got a 1.7, but only because I was doing stand-up at night. So I wasn't paying attention to the schoolwork. There's always a reason as to why someone probably has like a lower GPA.
Everybody, people work two jobs and go to school, so get 3.0.
Oh, and I can't read.
Well, there it is. Okay, Ari, would you say your GPA in high school is a reflection of how successful you are today?
I would say no. I think, wait, I'm trying to see how to word it.
See, she has trouble processing.
Bro, this guy. Okay, we'll let you process. Lee, would you say your high school GPA, I guess, instead of successful, let's do this. Would you say your high school GPA is a good representation of how successful you are today?
I think so, yeah.
You booked and busy?
I am booked and busy.
Hey. I think she had a high GPA, yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Hold on, well, Ari's still processing. Let's check in with her.
Well, I do have a question for Ari, in fact. Can you get kicked out of AP if you're not doing well?
Oh, yeah, you can. Mm.
So just because you was in AP, that don't mean you did well.
Let's go down the line. Okay, raise your hand if you took an AP. Okay, raise your hand if you took an AP class in high school. Raise your hand if you took two AP classes. Just, okay, keep, okay. One down.
We lost somebody.
Three AP classes.
Are we talking about by grade or like in total?
Like in total.
That's a good question.
He had a 3.8.
Four. Five.
Damn.
Six.
He's a 4.4.
8.
He lying.
Nine,
it ain't even that many classes.
10.
You said in total. I said by grade or by total?
Through your high school career.
Yeah.
You took 10?
No, more.
11, 12? What's 12. The number?
12.
You took 12 AP classes?
Your whole school career?
Can you name all the AP classes you took?
Yeah.
Name ahead.
So there's AP Government, AP History, AP Lang, AP Literature.
AP Land?
AP Lang.
Lang.
Lang, like Kevin Lang.
Oh, I know. Just making sure. Go ahead. I took that too.
There's AP Biology. There's, AP Psychology. There's AP Calculus.
And that's AP. What you took? Because you just naming a lot of stuff. I could name that same shit. All I got to do is say AP.
I don't think you
did. No, look.
Go ahead.
AP Algebra.
That's not a thing. Is it AP Algebra?
No,
that's
not an
AP. Hey, I was trying to make up my own shit.
Calculus.
Make up your own
shit.
All right. He right. He might be telling the truth.
Bro, said AP trigonometry.
That's crazy.
Okay, Joseph, did you ever cheat in high school?
Yes, of course.
Not on your girl. Yeah, so that's too fast.
Okay, Amasa, did you cheat?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, you got African parents. Smart.
She's smart.
Lee?
She got a future.
I definitely cheated. A lot.
Okay, we like her.
Justin, did people cheat off you often?
No, I cheated a lot, especially in AP chemistry.
Like cheating off other people or just cheating on your own?
Oh, no, I went to like the smarter people in the class.
Well, raise your hand if people
That's a smart thing to do.
That's smart to
Justin,
do.
Did you play any sports?
Yeah.
Math.
I play volleyball.
They both raised their hands saying that people would cheat off of them often. And as you know, as people who cheated a lot, I would go to the smartest kid in class.
For sure.
Hey, Denny, you would look at people's paper like this. You gonna share the answers with me or what? Gotta be here all day.
Ari, do you think the GPA is a broken system?
I think if you think in the terms of like the economy, just the world in general, it's not a broken system because it just measures your work ethic at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if your classmates are smarter or dumber than you. It's just whoever gets the work done and whoever gets good grades. So I think it's a good scale to measure if you'd be a good working person in society.
She's so well-spoken, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. That
you
don't sound
run
like
for office or something.
But look, that sounds like a 1.7 because that's some shit I would have said.
Right.
You keep saying that. You didn't name none of the classes.
You right. But what I'm saying, I'm looking at that GPA. And what she's saying is like she got common sense.
Yeah.
Amasin.
Yeah.
What do you think is more important, your SAT score or your GPA?
GPA lets you show how competitive you can be. Like, if you're taking 12 AP courses, yours is going to be weighted. It's going to be higher automatically. Like, you know what I mean? Even if you cheated or whatever, it's automatically going to put you above everybody else who just took regular courses and didn't challenge themselves. Mm-hmm. SAT, you don't need that. You could do ACT. Some people don't even submit their SAT scores.
Wow. Okay.
And they get into Yale and Harvard and all those things.
Joseph, how do you feel about that? SAT is more important, GPA?
SATs, because
you think that's more important?
Yes.
So you disagree?
Yes. SAT and ACT is based off retained knowledge, what you know. Your GPA is based off going to school. Anybody can go to school and listen to a teacher teach to them and recreate that on a piece of paper. And you're regurgitating what the teacher is putting in front of you.
Regurgitate.
You're just
great
going
work.
Through homework. You know, you're doing your homework, and you're just it becomes repetitive. It becomes something that you just.
It's interesting
that
because
you learn.
I can see both sides.
Yeah, nah, that's a good point.
Justin, what do you think
He's
about
He's smart because he got the ponytail. Anybody with a ponytail would be
knowledge
smart.
In there.
Yeah,
I think it's subjective. If I had to choose, I would definitely say SAT, ACT, but I think no matter what, both of them are stupid.
Oh, why is that?
Because, I mean, I did terrible on my SATs, personally, and like just like he said, I just memorized everything.
Do you have a photographic memory, or?
No.
Okay.
That's impressive.
I got that.
I can see it. I can see it. I got you.
I believe it. Hey, actually. Lewis, what was the last thing you remember?
That your ass hella ugly.
Any more questions before you want to re-rank?
Yeah, I got one. Lewis, spell subjective.
I don't know. I'm not worried about that. Spell vagina.
We're going to move on to the activity round and test you guys' knowledge. Before we do that, I'm going to have hashtag left side of the table. But I just realized it's my left, but it's probably y'all's right. So if you're watching, y'all decide. I'm going to let my left side of the table do this re-rank before we move on.
Good Will Hunting over here. I think he's probably 4.4.
Yep, that's you. That's you, Green.
I don't know who that is.
Green Urban Outfitters. Come on, baby.
Go ahead and switch that. Go. I feel y'all. I respect that.
Uh-huh.
I respect that.
From there,
he don't look comfortable
I actually
there.
Think.
He's
he don't
look comfortable when he there. Walked over.
Nah, yeah, he's smiling. He ain't that.
He didn't look comfortable there.
6 and 4 is the only. Yes, so that's you two. I would just, just switch you guys around. That's my re-rack.
All right, we're going to move on to the activity round. We're not going to test you guys' actual knowledge. We're going to go through math, science, English, and then an elective, which says singing, dancing, theater, sports, arts, and cooking. I'm going to hand you guys all some whiteboards. Come here and grab them.
He definitely a fanboy for sure.
Yeah, I know.
You pretending. There we go. Grab a pen as well.
Oh, Joseph,
you forgot a pen.
Eye,
oh, you got one? Oh, yeah.
Can we butt heads right now?
You definitely saved two out of my hand without me noticing.
Oh, yeah. She the 1.7. She bullshit.
That was cute.
Did you catch that? You're going to solve for X and for Y. Okay?
What?
Yeah, Joseph, lock in.
He's stepping back so he can cheat.
The equation is...
That was a good cheating move.
Are you ready? The equation is... 2x plus y equals 5.
Watch their eyes. Watch their eyes.
Hey, they're cooking right now.
They doing it.
I can hear Andy's editing music in the back of my head.
Hey, let me use Aaron's forehead as a whiteboard. Give me the longest equation you got.
I'm going to give you a second equation to also help you, okay? The second equation, x and y are the same here. Negative 3x plus 6y equals 0.
Joseph is cheating. Look at him. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's cheating.
Yeah. With those two equations, you should be able to solve for x and y.
Wait, look at Aaron and Herm acting like they
learned. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, he already did it.
All right, time's up. Justin, show us your whiteboard.
I was not ready.
Look at Joseph.
Holy. He did a lot of work.
That looks crazy.
God damn.
He knows.
Joseph, what'd you get? Let me see it. Turn it around.
Damn. Oh, that's a shame.
Math ain't your thing. That's okay.
Math is numbers. Turn it around. That's what people do all types of crazy.
X equals 5 minus y. That was from the first equation that you gave us. Then you gave us another one. I solved for y equals half x.
Let me see what Ari and Lee, what you guys get?
I'm just going to do it. Sorry. I'm not.
Ari's just blank.
Ari, what?
Hey.
She got it right.
Ari, you got it right. X equals 2, y equals 1.
Oh, wait, me?
Wow. Yeah, you got
it
right.
No, that's Ari.
Sorry,
six.
Lee, you got it right. Yo, she got it.
Can y'all stop
Ari, clapping? Ari, flip yours.
Nothing.
Oh, flip it again.
That was the funniest thing.
Flip it again.
Ari, what happened?
Try flipping it front to back.
Remember when we put her in slow and that side changed her?
Math
isn't my strong suit. You're not going to move me. I got it right.
No, you're going to stay right there for now. You're doing great, though. You're doing great.
Just know Ari going to be right there in a second.
You want to switch it right now?
She's on her way. Yeah, go ahead. Do it real quick.
I feel you, baby.
All right, this next one is a history question, but also just a curious question. I want you to write down who you think has been the most influential person in U.S. history in the last 100 years.
Wow.
Can I show my answer first?
No, everyone write your answer. Y'all can write it too.
Aaron is such a student. Can I do mine first?
First, we're going to do Herm. Herm?
Cat Williams.
I love that.
That's a good one.
Hey,
that's a good
one. Hey. Okay. Aaron,
respect that.
Kevin Lang.
Okay. I got one.
I'll take that. Denny?
Are you writing your own name?
Denny,
no,
then?
No.
Orlando Brown.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Lewis?
I don't want to be ignorant because I showed I'm already ignorant. I'm going to say Barack Obama.
No. There you go.
Your paper don't say Barack Obama. All right, let's start with you, Justin. Reveal on... there we go.
Jesus.
100 years.
Hey, so
Jesus got clout.
He died a long time
ago. Yeah. Hey, I knew I told you I loved him for a reason.
Joseph, like...
That wasn't 100 years ago.
Joseph, on three. One, two, three.
What? Oh, my God. We got to go.
We have nothing to do with his beliefs.
Influential doesn't necessarily mean good. Influential means the impact that you left on this earth.
That's what I put me.
Adolf Hitler, like I said, he restructured the entire, Eastern and Western hemisphere. And he made United States who they are today because our introduction into World War II made our, it fired our economic engines up in ways that we've never had. We prospered off World War II. We made more money off World War II than any war we ever have.
You're gonna go
your rebuttal.
Wars, they fired economic
He's
engines.
He's still going.
Because it's true. That's fine. You don't have to believe me.
Yep. I didn't want to hear what you were saying to start with.
Well, you heard it. Well, it makes sense because Jesus is bad and good by some people.
That's the part I was going to say.
Listen.
Oh, mama, I didn't want to talk about that, but if you can say, that is opinionated.
Let me say this. I don't think
you
he's.
You know, Jesus wrong, right?
I don't agree that he's the most influential, but I agree with your reasons why you think he's influential because the idea that, the impact that he had, good or bad, was massive. Omasin?
Yes.
On three. One, two, three. Lincoln. The cars?
The president.
Why Abraham Lincoln?
Because he's the first person I think of when I think about history in general. Washington or Lincoln. you know, he supported emancipation and all that stuff. No, and he didn't. Whatever.
So. He said, no, he didn't.
You didn't pick nobody from Africa?
Abraham Lincoln, quote unquote, himself said, if I could get the Southern to join the Northern armies, hey, without freeing one slave, I would do it.
We should let it up.
No, but that is
look it up, boy. Abraham Lincoln did not support.
Y'all are letting all this
go. He knew he had to in order to win the war.
You're letting all this go over your head. This guy is clearly studious.
That does not mean that you need to have a high GPA.
That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying
YouTube rabbit hole.
I'm about to say, what's this all thing you don't watch?
You're talking about YouTube. What if it's like that?
Right. This man,
and there's no disrespect to YouTube, because you learn a lot on YouTube, and that's where we're the biggest.
Okay, so you're saying
that doesn't mean you have a high GPA.
So a guy who said, and I quote, nothing, everything about school is a waste of time, is on YouTube doing more learning?
That's what you think.
Yes, bro.
He don't like school, but he like doing self-learning.
That does not mean he's not intellectual because he didn't like school. Right. He probably learned outside of school.
I'm not saying he got a high GPA because of this. I'm saying he may be smarter than
we
realize.
I can't lie, and I definitely don't f***ing watch YouTube videos.
Are you a Virgo? Are you a Virgo?
No, I'm a Taurus.
What type of Zephyr are you
talking about? Ari, MLK. Why MLK?
So I put MLK because even though Abraham Lincoln, he like kickstarted abolishing slavery, MLK was the first black man who could actually gather a whole crowd of people and like was able to get their attention and actually earn respect.
That's not true.
You're right. But that was good.
Well, I mean, in like history.
But I'm glad you...
No.
You did your thing with that.
That's just a politically correct answer to say in front of black people.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's not why I said it, though.
I said, damn, Louis. But what I'm saying, it wasn't factual.
What were you going to say, huh? She said he had a big, he was one of the, he was the first? She said the first.
I said the first one who was able to gather, like, millions of people. Well, who would you say was the first?
It's a long list of people.
He was one of the most. He was one of the most prolific.
That's right. She said the first.
But you got to think about like public education.
That's what I'm. As a black man, I'm not gonna let.
She's not a black man.
This history round was supposed to be fun.
Also, she's clearly an ally. I'm not thinking. She's a good public school education. She's not gonna go through none of the real research.
This is all Joseph's fault. Joseph set this bitch off with his answer.
Hey, come on with it.
No, said Hitler. Everybody said, no! MLK, no!
Lee, what was your answer?
Kevin Lee After Dark.
Trisha Paytas.
Oh. I feel it.
For the next round, we're going to test your science. I'm going to have you come up. I'm going to point out a bone. And I want you to tell me what that bone is called. Right here, on the bicep. What's this called?
I'll be honest, dog. I do not know.
Wait, you took pre?
You were pre-med for a couple months.
That is correct. I took, like, biology, chemistry, and all
you
that
stuff. You took biology.
Biology, chemistry, psychology, but...
And you don't know what this bone is?
Nah. Biology is the study of life, not bones.
Ooh. Oh, cook them.
That's not even rude. That's like,
I didn't think it was rude.
I could give the phalange, I could give the tibia, the fibula, the femur.
Okay, don't give anything away.
I don't know this one.
Okay, get back in line. Good job. Well done.
What bone is this in your thigh?
The femur.
That is correct. That is a femur.
He's heard him. Joseph is a cheater. Yeah. He just said that.
Who said that? Bro, that's the femur. That's the tibia. Those are the metatarsals.
Justin just said that.
You play with me. Just I broke my shingle or something. Don't mean I don't know it.
On this here body, can you show me where the kidneys would be? And front or back?
Back.
Back here? Or back? Or right here?
They're not in front.
So you think they're back here?
I know.
100% sure?
I'm mostly percent sure.
Mostly.
Correct. Well done.
Yeah.
You know her.
Africa.
Can you show me?
Give her an easy one. Say the skull or something.
Well, hold on. All right. Show me where. Let's pick an organ. Then you pick one.
Liver.
Show me where the liver would be.
Okay. Here.
Right there?
Mm-hmm.
On the left side or the right side?
On the left.
She's right.
The liver.
She's right.
Liver. Yeah. Well done. Correct. Well done.
Where's the clavicle bone at?
Yeah. Where's your clavicle bone at?
Oh no, I got the perfect one.
In your throat? I don't know. Clavicle.
I can't tell her.
You know?
I do know where it's at.
Okay. What's yours, Danny?
I was gonna say, where's the tracheotomy?
There is no surgery.
It was a trick question.
They all came out your neck.
That's why. Okay,
where is
y'all, okay.
Clavicle is here.
Like, so I was close.
Yeah, you was.
Can you name how many bones can you name on this?
I can't. Yeah, I can't.
Any of them?
I know we have 206 bones, but I can't name them.
Thank you, Lee. Well done.
This next round is English, but we're gonna make it a debate round. One by one, they'll have to debate someone from the panel. I'm going to give you guys a prompt. They don't know the prompt. Panel doesn't know the prompt.
Oh, wow.
You'll have to debate a side. First up, going against Justin, is Herman Rice.
Mm. Oh, let's do it.
Also, can I get some love in the comments and a like for buying these podiums? Because I bought these just for this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And now they're stuck in my house for a year. So please like the video because I'm tired of my house becoming a prop box. Thank you.
Herm, do it for us, baby.
All right, the first prompt is, does money buy happiness?
That's not fair for Herm.
It's perfect for Herm. So, Herm, you're going to argue why it does buy you happiness. And you're going to argue why it does not buy you happiness. You're each going to get 30 seconds to make your point, and then you'll each get a 15-second rebuttal.
Good, that's good.
One, two, three, go.
Money buys happiness because, I mean, yeah, I mean, life kind of sucks, but would you rather have life suck, like, at your home by yourself, or would you rather have life suck on a yacht?
Ooh, I agree.
Like, personally, like, I don't mind going to sleep sad as long as I'm, like, on the Bahamas or some shit like that. Personally, like, that's the only argument I need.
Herm, you got 30 seconds. Why money does not buy happiness starting now?
Money does not buy happiness because we from the hood and we found ways to be happy without having money.
Yeah. Facts.
That's right.
Now,
that's
now right. We even got a little older. We like to buy. Show me your pinky ring.
Hey, P.
My nigga's real happy, but guess what? He was happy before he got that.
That's true.
You goddamn okay? Right.
All right, my man Kevin, right? Had money all his life, but I don't take away from his happiness.
Okay.
Okay, he's able to walk around with this nose.
Yeah.
Happy.
Happy.
Aaron, happy.
That time's up. Okay. Oh. Hey.
Hey. Hey. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what that
hey.
Is?
A man of the people.
Hey, Martin Luther King wasn't the first one.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true politician, but if the IRS is watching, that is not true. All right, Justin, I'm going to give you 15 seconds to rebuttal his points on three. One, two, three.
Just one prompt right here. Okay, how about this? Just get rid of all your money right now. Start back at $0. Go to bed hungry, go to bed tired, go to bed with, don't go to bed because there's no bed you don't got.
Herm, you got 15 seconds.
Starting, talk about last night, Herm.
Starting now.
I live downtown LA. I don't eat every day. I don't go to sleep every day.
Yeah!
All right, I came here with no money and look at me.
For this next round, we got Joseph versus Aaron Branch.
They might end up scratching each
the
other.
The prompt is, does size matter?
Ooh. Ooh.
You'll be arguing why it doesn't.
Why?
And you'll be arguing why size does matter.
Oh, God.
Feels pretty fitting. Joseph, you got 30 seconds. Tell us why does size matter starting now?
Because no matter what you know how to do with yours, it's things, you know... It's things that you can do with a big, that little niggas
what?
Can't do.
Wow.
Simple as that.
I can relate. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right, okay. Time's up. Straight to the point. He said he got that BDE. If you don't got it, you wouldn't know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Aaron, tell us why size does not matter starting now.
Let me just start by saying it's great to be here. Okay?
That sounded like a little answer.
Private jets. Models. 5-star comedy clubs.
Mm.
These are all the things that my friend Denny Love does on a daily basis.
Okay.
And he is able to make his life matter every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Size doesn't matter.
Mm.
It's all about the heart.
Mm.
It's all about the drive.
Mm.
It's all about the ambition.
Mm.
And I'm proud to call you my friend that matters.
Time's up. Hey.
I love you.
Joseph, I'm going to give you 15 seconds to rebuttal on three. One, two, three.
Everything he just named is superficial.
Oh. Yeah,
you can attract that with what you got, but my boy, they not coming back
for Ooh.
Free. They not coming back for free. You're not getting no return customers without having to.
Aaron.
God damn,
put a little bit. Come on, hey, we got this.
Lewis, whose side is you on?
Aaron,
yes,
you got 15 seconds. He's saying you're talking about all this materialistic, superficial stuff. Your time starts now.
Materialistic coming from the man wearing Chelsea boots.
Talk to him! Talk to him!
And if I'm being honest, I could say more, but I would need captions. I did not understand a single word he just said.
Oh, yeah. Talk to him.
But I will say, we shall overcome.
The prompt is, we should lower the driving age to 14 years old.
Mm.
You'll be arguing why we should.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be arguing why that's a stupid idea. You got 30 seconds, go.
Lowering it to 14 years old, that's dangerous because we have major cities like New York, all those places where, in LA even, the amount of crashes that people have and they're an adult. So imagine a 14-year-old on the road and you're chasing them and they're behind you. You don't want to, and they be playing Mario Kart regularly. So we're not trying to do that on the road. That's not safe.
Louis, you got 30 seconds. Why do you think we should lower the driving age to 14 years old?
Only reason I feel like 14-year-olds should be able to drive is because, you know, it's young men like myself. When I was growing up, I was driving at 14, moving around. You got opportunities to drive to a woman. You understand me? You could drive yourself to the movie theater, yeah, football game. You can learn independence at an early age.
Yeah.
So I think it might be a good thing for the men. I don't know how I feel about for the young women.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
Tough, tough,
tough.
Like
that's
a little sexist.
I didn't like that one bit.
Amash, I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
Okay.
He's talking about how he should lower it for men, right, but not women. What do you think? Go.
I think that's sexist.
Oh!
Second of all, absolutely not. Like, do you trust a 14-year-old with anything? And to be behind a vehicle? Man. Absolutely not. No, it's a no for me. I'm so sorry.
Okay, okay. 11 seconds is all she needs.
Let me take that back, P.
You got 50 seconds starting now.
It's crazy because I got a stepdaughter that's 14. Mm-hmm. So, you know. It's you start doing the permits,
mm-hmm,
at 15, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
So it's okay to teach a young woman how to drive, but I'm saying the attentions. Where are you going if you're 14 as a young woman? At 14,
time's up.
Ooh, I was gonna pop my peak.
He was getting
there. Ooh, you better stop me.
I think we should keep the peak hidden right now. I think the peak should just stay hidden.
Put the pee away, man.
Put the pee away a little bit.
Debate point is, emotional cheating is not as bad as physical cheating.
Mm. And I'm debating what?
You're debating why emotional cheating is not as bad as physical cheating.
Okay.
And you're debating why emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating. One, two, three, go.
You gotta think about this. Ain't nothing more intimate than two human beings,
okay,
sharing a sacred union of holy matrimony and getting horny. There's nothing more intimate than that. Because when you emotionally cheating, you just really talking. We could just be laughing together. We could share stories and laughter. But if I'm in them drawers and I'm in them walls, we have a spiritual connection now.
Ooh.
That's something that can never be denied. That's something that can never be destroyed. We can
find
emotional content.
Damn.
Oh, that was good, D.
All right, Lee, you got 30 seconds. Why you think emotional cheating is worse? One, two, three, go.
I feel like the fact that y'all all got excited over there shows that men do think that physical cheating is not as bad, but there is something that is more intimate than physical, like cheating, and it's emotional. Like, you're in love with somebody on me, that's just not gonna happen. Like, that's painful. You can have sex, whatever, but you're gonna fall in love, that hurts. Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Hey, she only did 22 seconds. Okay. 15 second rebuttal.
The first thing you started with was she said something about love. Baby, we ain't saying nothing about love. You know what I'm saying? We just getting to know each other. That don't mean that we actually are in love with one another. We just kicking it, baby. That's not emotional. That might be, we just have fun together. Is that cheating?
Time's up. Time's up. Okay. That's felt like you've said that before to somebody.
I've never said that. I've said that once or twice.
Okay. All right, Lee, 15 seconds for a last rebuttal. Go.
I don't know. I just think that if you're physical with somebody, like, whatever, but if you're emotional, like, you're dating them. It's not. We test in the waters. This is your girlfriend you cheating on.
Damn.
So it's a no for me.
Okay. All right. Hey, I respect both sides of the pill. Well done.
All right, let's start with a friend. Oh, my
goodness.
You're going
down.
Oh, wow. What you will be debating is, should men pay for everything in the relationship? I want you to debate the affirmative.
No.
She said no.
I'll take the other.
Nah. See, you want it easy. You're going to date. I want you to say why you should be doing that. And you say why you should.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so men should be paying for everything because in retrospect, in a relationship, women are naturally the ones who provide emotional support, ooh, affection, who are there for you, and men are naturally domineering and they take care of the woman. Okay. So the reason a man should be paying everything is because the woman's going to be reciprocating with emotional support, care for you. They're going to be the ones that when you come home from work to pay for everything, they'll take care of you. Mm. So that's why they should.
Boring.
All right.
Get her, Gav.
All right. Fellas, can we make some noise?
No, I'm sorry. That was good. That was good.
You were switching debate for us.
Yeah.
None of the men clap in here, and I think that's a problem. Gav, You tell us why men shouldn't have to pay. And go.
Equality is where it starts. You know
that. First of all, she forgot all the people. There maybe are dating men or women. We have friends that maybe have two men in a relationship.
That's true. Uh-huh.
It can't just come down to in a relationship, it's about providing an equal amount, putting in 50-50 and building together.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm not in this world to ask for anything out of anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm putting in as much as you are.
That's what I'm talking about, Kev. Cut the last part. He was out of time. You have 15 seconds to give your rebuttal to that.
So
he spoke on girl, hold on. He spoke on equality. Let's talk about it and go.
Okay, so even if we're considering polyamory or queer couples, there's almost always likely a gender difference in the relationship. So you'd have a mask, a femme, a stud. There's always going to be someone who takes on the domineering role, which is why they should pay, because the other person naturally is going to be taking care of them emotionally, not just through sex, but through physical affection, emotional support.
That's time. Okay.
Give her a good response.
You cooked right there. 3, 2, 1, cook, Kev.
I don't operate based on assumptions, assuming that in couples, people are a certain way. Mm. I treat people as they are. Human beings, all right? I don't care if you're more feminine, more masculine. We're in this together. 50-50 is the way it should always be. Sometimes it's going to be 30-70. Sometimes it's going to be 60-40. But most of the time, always equal out to 50-50.
But you're talking like you're dating the whole world.
Oh, you got to follow the
rules. That was tough.
That was nice.
Listen.
That's tough.
Kev, that's it.
No,
we can keep going.
She said I'm ready.
No, I got it.
All right, give her a round of applause. Thank you, guys.
All right, we're going to move on to the last round. This is the electives round. They each have an elective that they took in high school that they're good at, whether it's cooking, sports, singing, dancing. They're going to come in one by one, show us their talent, and then we're going to decide what GPA belongs to who. What is your elective?
I can play an instrument, but I could not bring it today.
Justin, can you beatbox?
No, I can't, but I can sing.
So sing. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Okay.
Perfect.
Let's hear it.
Let's get it.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor chord, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Remix!
What y'all rated? 1 out of 10.
Hold on. Okay, before we rate, hey.
That take a lot of balls.
Yeah, that take a lot of balls, bro. To come out here in front of all these strangers and do that? Yeah. Bro.
That was really good.
You earned my respect.
No, that took a lot of balls.
With that being said, that was terrible.
You did great, man. Well done.
Yeah, that was great.
Well done. All right, Joseph, what is your elective?
I'm also a singer.
We got two of them.
I knew it.
This turned to American Idol.
I like it, yeah.
I'm going to just sing a little excerpt from Lose Control by Teddy Swims.
He's sung this before.
Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? It's taking a hold on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones.
Yeah.
Don't you know I lose control when you're not here with me?
He's singing like he tall. Yeah.
Damn!
Hey!
You ready for us?
Please tell me you're singing too.
She about to dance.
I can sing, but I'm not singing today. It's not American Idol, you know what I'm saying?
What's your elective?
I'm a dance.
I knew it.
Can y'all
give me a beat?
We can definitely give you a beat.
Give her a Burna Boy beat.
Oh, why?
Nigeria.
Because you're African.
Exactly, but I wanted to hear from you.
Oh, you want me to do a Burna Boy beat?
I'm just kidding.
Jujuba, jujuba, bo.
Okay.
Dude, that was great. I was going to give you an Afro beat, but that was really good. Well done, Amanda. Well done. All right, Lee, first of all, what is your elective?
My elective is I did gymnastics and cheerleading.
Oh, wow. Oh,
nice. Aaron.
Well, what are you doing for us today? This does feel like American Idol.
What will he be doing for us today?
Hey, don't, Herm, make sure you give that back to
her. I am. She seen me take it.
I don't know. I'm just going to do some flips, I guess.
Oh.
Oh. That's a talent right there.
God damn.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, well, everybody else did well, too. I feel bad we're standing up.
She did a whole flip, though.
But that was impressive.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm going to sing Yeba's Heartbreak.
Ooh, oh, I love that song.
I love that song.
That's Drake.
Oh. You may not know right where you're going, but I do, I do, I do. Mm-hmm. All of the times you weren't chosen, I'll make it up to you. Ooh. And all the feelings you're not showing when your river's overflowing. Mm.
Okay.
I swear to you, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Ooh, a little turbulence.
Now,
that was good, though.
So y'all think this Isaiah's that we have it is good?
The only person I would argue is Joseph might be lower.
And he was cheating.
And he was
cheating.
I didn't cheat off nobody.
But
they'll see it when they watch.
Not as I'm thinking about it. He might be a 1.7.
He might be.
That's what I feel. The only reason I'm keeping it at, because y'all saying that you have to have a certain... You have to have over a 2.0. Maybe, are you 100%
about that? No, look, you do. But he plays sports, though. So if he plays sports, he had to be eligible to play.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing.
So what do you think, Denny? Would you switch 3 and 6?
No.
You still keep it the same way it is right now?
Yeah. I think we leave it.
Yeah, I like it.
I think if we're wrong, like, I'm happy to die.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, we're locking this in. Everybody take a step back.
Oh, man.
Justin. We had you at 4.4. Please step to your correct GPA.
Oh, we cooked. We're cooked.
Oh! No!
Well, Madison, we had you at a 3.8. Please step to your correct GPA.
Where you going?
She's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to do the same
thing.
She
knows she's going to that 3.8. You better go to that 3.8.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Man, we finna get it now.
Joseph, we had you at a 2.6. Please step to your number.
He cooked us. I knew he was slow.
How? He played football.
That makes no sense.
That makes sense. We were going to switch him.
Nah, that's he cheating.
So how did
that's crazy.
So,
I told him I got a scholarship to Central Michigan. I was on academic probation when I got there.
At the same time, Ari and Lee, I'm happy to step to your numbers on three. Hopefully, we still get Lee right. 1, 2, 3. Oh, we would have had it perfect!
Yeah.
Oh, no!
That's crazy.
Can we give it up, though? We did a pretty
that
good job.
Pretty good job.
Hey, we cooked.
Hey, and I feel like that's my fault because I was supposed to identify the one person. Yes. 1.7.
Yeah. If you would have rolled with me, yeah. I would have switched.
Yeah. Speaking of, it's your last episode. That is going to be all in a day's work. Good night!
Back in my bag and I got to brag. I do this shit for real. And we was down and we had nothing. We had to share a meal. We put the shit in overdrive with no steering wheel.
We got 5 people here. All having, is something fucking funny to you 5?
Yeah, you were fucking stuttering, dog.
Oh. Hey, don't be getting at my partner like that.
You know what? I just found your GPA.
It's been 5 seconds.
Where?
Huh?
Did I ask?
What?
Ever.
What'd you say?
I'm done, dude.
I didn't
you like a little badass.
You a little sassy.
Yeah.
Jafar, we just started.
So you gotta
slow down.
Take off your hat.
Just slow down.